Okay, all right, folks. We are just about at the end of the night. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you. I do have to make a couple of announcements here, if I can find what I have to say. Yes, first of all, coming up right after this show here on WFMU will be Radio Row with special guest DJ Slocker, S. Slocker, who we all love. So make sure you tune into her show. Following that, Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People with Carolyn Cullen at 6. At 8, Rock and Roller Derby with special live guest Shonen Knife will be on. And then at 10, Blurred and Obscure with Jonathan Herwig. And just want to thank everyone. First of all, got to thank Nate Neck. Thank you so much. Once again, on sound, Dave Hollinghurst, Glenn Luttman, and Will Newhart. Our board op, V, thank you so much for holding it down in Studio A. The folks in the lobby doing the door and concessions, Zach and John. And also, I got to thank Tom Dash once again. And of course, Ruth, this wouldn't happen without Ruth, who's does such a great job here at Monty Hall. And finally, I got to thank my associate producer, Chris Crash. Chris hosts Strong Style on the Rock and Soul Stream every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Do I have that right? That's all correct information. Okay. And he's going to be doing a little DJ set just to take us out today. So once again, thank you, everyone. Really, it's really heartwarming to have you all here. And I'm glad I did it, which I don't know if I was feeling this morning. But thank you all for enduring the weather as well. I know it's, you know, inclement, but not that bad. More like a boar Easter, right? All right. Anyway, thank you all. I just have to tell you now that you are listening to WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, in New York City, Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. I remembered it, which I should. I say it twice every week. But anyway, thanks, everyone. Chris Crash is going to take over for a little bit. Stay tuned for Radio Row. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Two movies being shown in this area that we sincerely would like to warn you about. The titles, The Gruesome Twosome and Something Weird. These are without exception the bloodiest, goriest motion pictures ever produced. If you are the least bit squeamish, do not attempt to see them. We have told you about many horror movies that you probably got a big kick out of, but these are different. If you are at all impressionable, don't see them. If you have an impressionable teenager, under no circumstances let him or her see it. absolutely no children will be admitted. Both of these films are in color, which even makes the horror more horrible. We are sincere in warning you about these movies. The titles again are Gruesome, Twosome, and Something Weird, and they are honestly the goriest films ever produced. See them if you must. But we wanted you to know what to expect.
Welcome to this special edition of Radio Row Halloween Horror Hour on WFMU. I'm your curator, Sherry, and it's October, and October means horror. Starting off right now with the great Jerry Goldsmith and Gremlins 2, The New Batch. Stay shackled to your radio.
Say Ezra Cobb was a nice enough fella. Kind of quiet, hardworking, good neighbor, devoted son. Just about the last person in the world you'd suspect of being deranged. Deranged, the story of Ezra Cobb, grave robber, psychopath, and homicidal maniac. He was trapped in his mother's web of evil. Twisted by his own demented fears, so obsessed with death itself that he became deranged. He carved a trail of butchery so brutal that newspapers refused to print its gruesome details. Deranged, a nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Deranged, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Claudio Simonetti of Goblin from Dario Argento's Phenomena, a.k.a. Creepers from 1985. Before that, it was Dayguile's band, and the closing credits to Fright Night, also from 1985. Come on over and say hi on the Haunted Playlist on WFMU.org. And while you're there, throw a shekel or two over to the Hellraiser fundraiser all month long. Get some groovy swag. Let's go to the master now, John Carpenter, who's been going strong, playing out, playing some live shows. This is from the anthology collection released by Sacred Bones in 2017. From the mind of Stephen King, such a deep well. The Possessed, Plymouth Fury, Christine.
Stephen King's newest masterpiece of horror awaits you deep inside the caverns below the old Bachman Mill.
You're not thinking about going down in there.
Where a secret lies long forgotten by any living soul.
When's the last time you've been to a graveyard?
The workers suspect it.
You can't put me down there.
The owner denies it.
What did happen to the fellow that started this job?
He didn't work out.
And everyone fears it.
Just ain't no job worth this.
Because one by one, each will be stalked, hunted, and devoured.
We're like shrimp in an all-you-can-eat salad bar, and that thing ain't stopping till it's full.
Paramount Pictures presents Stephen King's Graveyard Shift. Good benefits, early retirement. Starts Friday, October 26th at theaters everywhere. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We just heard from composer John Harrison, main title from George Romero's Day of the Dead, another movie celebrating its 40th birthday this year. Before that, from Cannibal Ferox, a.k.a. Make Them Die Slowly, which was called in the U.S., we heard Roberto Donati and his collaborator Fiamma Maria Maglioni, who together were known as Booty Maglioni. That movie mostly takes place in the Amazon, but every time it would cut to a scene in New York City with a skyline overhead, they would play that. It's bad filmmaking, but great music. Underneath Us Now from 1979 is the main title to Phantasm. Keep it tuned to Halloween Horror Hour on Radio Row on WFMU. Watch horror films. Keep America strong.
What you will see in the movie Pieces cannot be revealed, cannot be described, cannot even be imagined. And you don't have to go to Texas for a chainsaw massacre. Pieces, it's exactly what you think it is. Pieces. Absolutely no one under 17 will be admitted.
Virginia. The senior class snobs at Crawford High have finally agreed to come to her party.
Nothing but the best for my little girl.
And now all the guests are being murdered. In the strangest way possible.
Now, like a big piece or a little piece?
At the rate they're going, there'll be nobody left to celebrate with.
And now for you.
Happy birthday to me. Starring Glenn Ford and Melissa Sue Anderson. Because of the bizarre nature of this birthday party, no one will be admitted during the last 10 minutes.
Happy birthday to me.
From Columbia Pictures.
Happy birthday to me.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Happy birthday.
Pray you're not invited.
Zuzu, the theme from Exorcist 2, The Heretic. Before that, Phantasm main theme by Fred Myro and Malcolm Seagrave. We heard Amityville Frenzy by the legendary Lalo Schifrin. R.I.P. He just left us in June of this year at the age of 93. Lalo wrote the score to Cool Hand Luke, which got adopted later as the Eyewitness News theme. Now underneath us, here's Fabio Frizzi.
13th, Part 3 in Super 3D. The all-new 3D. Unbelievably clear, incredibly realistic, terrifyingly sharp. Friday the 13th, Part 3 in Super 3D. A new dimension in terror that has to be experienced to be believed. Friday the 13th, Part 3 in Super 3D. From Paramount Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Thank you.
we just heard from the soundtrack to The Substance from British composer Rafferty, the body horror from 2024. Before that, from the first Saw movie, Hello Zep from composer, musician, engineer Charlie Clauser, close associate and collaborator of Trent Reznor. Before that, it was Fabio Frizzi and the theme from Zombie Flesh Eaters, aka Zombie, aka Zombie 2 for marketing reasons. And underneath us now is the theme to Zombie 3, also a title which has nothing to do with Zombie 2. This is composer Stefano Minetti. Underneath us right now, Christopher Young, the theme to Hellraiser. This has been a blast. Thank you so much to Jessica and Jody. Come to WFMU.org for all your Hellraiser swag. And I hope you have a festive, witchy season. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
And now...
Why do we listen to dead people?
Starring...
Carol Gimble.
And... Colin Bryant.
Not that thing again.
Why do we
only listen to dead
people? Welcome to Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People? I'm Carol Gimble.
I'm Colin Bryant.
And you just heard the Hora Staccato performed by Werner Mueller and his orchestra.
On an album called Gypsy from 1966. And why did we play that? Because we have more Hora Staccato performances lined up for you.
But before we have those, we have other... The Paganini Moto Perpetuo.
We have a bunch of Paganini Moto Perpetuo.
That's how we got started on this whole thing.
Yeah, we're monkeying around today on Why Do We Only Listen.
It's monkey time.
It's monkeying around time. So welcome, everybody, and hope to see you on the chat board as well. What shall we do now? Shall we just play music or shall we talk a little bit?
Let's play some music.
Oh,
let's just get in the zone. I'm into it.
Into the music zone?
In the music zone. Happy birthday to Paul Bruno. They were just celebrating with a big party downstairs.
Oh, yes,
it was very
birthday.
Nice. Yay. We love you. And we love all of our fellow FMU DJs.
We love the whole community here at WFMU.
It's true. And I hope everyone's staying dry. I almost was blown off my feet like Mary Poppins or something.
Actually, it was pouring, but then it stopped pouring, but the wind was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping for all the people down the Jersey coast that everyone is going to be safe. They were saying that they predicted that they might have to evacuate the coast further south than where we are in Jersey City, but we just hope everybody down there stays safe and stay dry.
Well, so we have some fun, just like a big, long, fun set of a whole bunch of people performing Paganini's Moto Perpetuo, which then we stumbled on this incredible trumpet virtuoso, and he's performing a whole bunch until we get into a bunch of Hora Staccatos, and it's just like fun for Sunday.
Yeah, fun for Sunday. So this first singer, Nora Orlandi, an Italian singer who actually just passed away at the beginning of this year at the age of 91. And she had this amazing talent. She was also a film composer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, huh? I just read about her a little bit. She did Kill Bill Part 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so she sang in solfege, like faster than anyone else in the world could do. You know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. She could sing solfege. So she's doing the Paganini Moto Perpetuo in solfege. This is live from RAI, from Italian television. I don't know what year, probably in the 50s sometime. And we couldn't find out who the pianist is either. But
then we're going to go into many instruments.
We're going to do a bunch of Moto Perpetuos. Then we're going to hear a Zigeunerweisen, because we segue out of this amazing Rafael Mendez, one of the greatest trumpet players I've ever heard. We just discovered him last night. But apparently, if you're a trumpet player, you know who this is already, right?
All right. Well, we're going to cut to the music here. And
music.
Everyone knows it's the Hellraiser. We'll tell you more later. But if you're on the computer, you're on the chat boards, and you feel like you have like a little bit you can send to the station, please do, and we'll tell you more. Yeah, hit that donation button. We super appreciate it. Now is such an important time to support freeform radio and all of the benefits that come with it, which is fun. on Sunday, monkeying around on Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People.
So we got a lot.
Are you ready?
A lot of crazy music.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, let's go.
Let's
I'm ready.
Do it. Okay. I have to fade this in. Here we go. It's queued up at the right place. Fade it in quickly.
Mi familia, 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 mi